A Skagway shop owner was found not guilty of misrepresenting Native-produced art in federal court on Friday. Rosemary Liebert owns Lynch & Kennedy Dry Goods and was the subject of an investigation by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over the last couple of years. She was charged this spring after selling a piece of art to an undercover agent in 2015. In Juneau court last week, federal prosecutors tried unsuccessfully to prove that Liebert knowingly deceived the agent who was posing as a customer. Liebert was one of five store owners or employees in Southeast to have federal charges laid this year for misrepresenting Indian-produced goods. She's the only one to go to trial.
The irony of this case is that Ms. Liebert believes very strongly in the law, and she doesn't want anyone misrepresenting non-Native art as Native art.
That's Liebert's attorney, Michael Satin.
She has Native employees. She cares about Native artists. So she'll continue to run her business. She'll continue to run to sell both Native and non-Native art and to represent it properly, as she has in the past.
Under the Indian Arts and Crafts Act, it's illegal to offer, display, or sell goods that misleadingly suggest that they were made by a Native person. The artist has to be a member of a tribe or certified by a Native tribe as a non-member artisan. Liebert's employee, Judy Gangler, was also charged, but the misdemeanor was dismissed because prosecutors thought they would be better off focusing their efforts on Liebert. Using recorded exchanges between a Fish and Wildlife agent and Liebert in June 2015, the prosecution tried to show that Liebert knowingly deceived what she thought was a customer. U.S. Assistant Attorney Jack Schmidt says the agent used the words Native, Eskimo, and Indian to describe a piece of art, and Liebert never clarified that the piece was not crafted by an Alaska Native artist. Here's Schmidt.
I thought that that short transaction and those statements that were adopted by her basically indicated that she was representing it or falsely suggesting that the item was in fact a true Alaska Native art piece or an Indian piece. The jury just didn't see it that way.
After an hour of deliberation, the 12-member jury unanimously came to the not guilty conclusion. The trial lasted less than a full day. Satin argued in court the recording of the conversation wasn't reliable enough to warrant a conviction. But perhaps more importantly, he says, an email exchange between the undercover agent and Liebert 9 months prior to the in-person interaction in the store was proof that she was being upfront about the piece of art.
In that email, the agent pretended to be a customer and asked her specifically if the artist was or was not Native, and Ms. Liebert very clearly and explicitly said that that artist was not Native. And this is the same artist about whom the government, the agent sought to purchase a piece of art 9 months later.
The agent bought the piece for just over $1,100. Prosecutor Schmidt says Liebert had plenty of opportunity on the day of the transaction to, quote, clarify or correct that the piece was not made by a Native artist. The art in question was a sculpture of the Native blanket toss done by a Cambodian artist who lives in Juneau. Pawning art off as the work of a Native artist is a bigger problem in Southeast than elsewhere in the state, Schmidt says, because of the abundance of cruise ship visitors.
Just because we've lost one case, I don't think we did it in vain. I think that there was a purpose behind it, and that was to get business owners in this type of industry to comply with the law and to, you know, basically be truthful with their customers about what they're selling.
Defense Attorney Satin says it's a shame that Liebert's reputation might have taken a hit over this.
Hopefully people will realize that she has been vindicated, that she is not trying to misrepresent artists at all, that she's a good person trying to just run a small business the right way.
Two Juneau gift shop owners took plea deals and agreed to pay fines, while a third store owner in Ketchikan is in the process of making a plea deal to avoid trial. Calls to Liebert were not returned by press time. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.